Hello there, and welcome to the next stage of your British Hour trip around the US. This month we're in Washington, and we're looking for the White House, but I can't see it anywhere. There's nothing but fucking hills here. Why would the president live here? It's always fucking raining, it's pissed it down since we landed, it's cold, it's wet. Did I mention it was raining? Jesus, let's ask this guy. Excuse me, can you tell me where the president lives, please?
Yeah, sure, Washington.
I gathered that, but I can't find the White House anywhere.
You're shitting me, right?
Sorry?
I said you gotta be shitting me.
I'm not with you.
This is Washington State. The White House is in Washington, D.C.
Oh, is that far?
Well, I wouldn't walk it.
Cab?
Try a plane.
That far? Shit. Okay, thanks.
No problem.
Well, we finally made it. How was I to know those two fucking Washingtons? Anyway, we're here now in the former District of Columbia, now commonly referred to as either Washington, the District, or simply DC. Yep, we're in the capital. And positively capital it is too, and has been since July 16, 1790. The US Constitution allows for the creation of a special district to serve as the permanent national capital, which means that Washington is therefore not a part of any US state, particularly Washington State, and is instead directly overseen by the federal government. They don't seem to worry about the rest of the Constitution, but they do look after that part. Tossers. The district sits on the Potomac River and is bordered by the states of Virginia and Maryland, or Maryland as some people like to say, which is where we're going next, into the south. But before that, let's have a look around. The Washington Post, founded in 1877, is the oldest and most read local daily newspaper in Washington. No shit. It's the sixth highest read daily in the country. Commonly referred to as the Post, it's probably most well known for its reporters Bob Woodward and Carl Bernstein, who exposed the Watergate scandal before making the porn film Deep Throat. Or something. I'm standing outside the Hard Rock Cafe, which is home to the most patronising waitress I've ever experienced. And just around the corner is the Ford Theatre, where President Lincoln was shot by the actor John Wilkes Booth on April 14, 1865, while watching a play called Our American Cousin. He died the next day without regaining consciousness, and became the first president to be assassinated. A club joined later by James Garfield in 1881, William McKinley in 1901, and of course, John F. Kennedy in 1963. Reagan survived an assassination attempt in 1981 when they tried to shoot him in the brain, but he was wearing bulletproof underpants. It was almost bedtime for Bonzo. Another assassination in Washington was that of civil rights leader Dr. Martin Luther King in 1968, which sparked riots that lasted for 3 days before the 13,000 Federal and National Guard troops could restore peace. Well, for a while anyway. In the early 1990s, Washington DC was known as the murder capital of the United States and had almost as many homicides as New Orleans. And the number of murders peaked in 1991 at 479, but since then has continued to fall. The stats probably aren't helped by the fact that a report in 2007 found that about one-third of district residents are functionally illiterate, compared to a national rate of about 1 in 5, mainly because of immigration, and the fact that almost 9% of the population speak no English at home.
Whatever. I went down to the beach and saw Kiki. She was all like, and I'm like, whatever. This chick comes up to me and she's all like, hey, aren't you that dude? I'm like, yeah, whatever. So later, I'm at the pool hall and this girl comes up and she's all like, and I'm like, yeah, whatever. Cause this is my United States of whatever. And this is
As everyone in the world knows, the design of the city's layout was done by Freemasons, and there are Masonic symbols everywhere, and lots of other secret clubs too, like the government, for example. After the construction of the 12-storey Cairo apartment building in 1894, Congress passed the Heights of Buildings Act, which limited building heights in the city. The act was amended in 1910 to restrict building height to the width of the adjacent street plus 20 feet. Despite popular belief, no law has ever limited buildings to the height of the United States Capitol or the Washington Monument. So get your facts straight. Like I did, from Wikipedia. Today, the skyline remains low and unremarkable in keeping with Thomas Jefferson's vision of an American Paris. But without the French, obviously. And all the smoking. And the hookers. No, wait, this is where the politicians are. Of course there are hookers. Because of this vision and the Buildings Act, the Washington Monument stands as the district's tallest structure. The Smithsonian Institution is an educational foundation chartered by Congress in 1846 and partially funded by the government, like the Libyan rebels, and it contains most of the nation's official museums and galleries in Washington, D.C. Entry is free to the museums that make up the institution, and the most popular is the National History Museum on the National Mall. One of the smallest is obviously the Museum of American History. Oh, and it's a bloody long walk from there to Arlington Cemetery in a foot of snow. I know from personal experience. Arlington National Cemetery is just over the Potomac River from the impressive Lincoln Memorial, and is actually in Arlington County, Virginia. It's a military cemetery established during the American Civil War on the grounds of Arlington House, which belonged to the family of Robert E. Lee's wife, who was the great-granddaughter of Martha Washington. It covers an area of 624 acres and is the final resting place of veterans from each of the nation's wars, from the American Civil War to the illegal wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. And also now the secret war in Laos. The Tomb of the Unknowns, also known as the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, made from Yule marble quarried in Colorado, overlooks Washington, D.C., and has been perpetually guarded by the Army since July 2, 1937. Close by stands the mast of the USS Maine, a ship sunk by the U.S. in Havana Harbor. Sorry. Not sunk by the U.S., sunk by Spain. Definitely sunk by Spain, definitely not sunk by the US in a false flag strike to preempt the war with Spain. What was I thinking? Also nearby are the memorials for the crew of the Space Shuttle Challenger and Columbia, as well as one for those that died on Pan Am Flight 103 over Lockerbie, Scotland, and those at the Pentagon on September 11th in another false flag... No, surely not. A few notables also resting in Arlington are John F. Kennedy, Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis, Robert F. Kennedy, Edward M. Kennedy, Glenn Miller, Roger Chaffee and Gus Grissom, Joe Lewis, and the actor Lee Marvin. The reason that my co-host Scott lives so close to Washington is because it's one of only 13 cities in the US with teams from all four major men's sports: football, basketball, baseball and ice hockey. When soccer's included, Washington is one of only 8 cities to have all 5 professional men's sports, though it's the only one with an active sports ball team. Well, it's time for us to move south, into the south, for our next journey through Americana, on the other side of the Mason-Dixon line. I just need to check out first. Won't be a sec.
Hi, I'd like to check out, please.
Certainly, sir. Did you enjoy your stay with us?
I did, but I do have a complaint to make.
Oh, what seems to be the problem?
Well, I think someone's been in my room and gone through my things while I was out.
When was this, sir?
It was late last night. I was in the building across the street and I could see into my room.
Really?
Yeah, it looked like there were people with torches looking through my things.
Really, sir, that's very funny.
And there was tape over the door latch when I got back.
Very amusing, sir.
What do you mean?
I hope you enjoyed your stay at the Watergate. Please come and stay with us again real soon.
Well, not if people are going through my stuff at night, I won't.
Security!
What?
Security, this man is just leaving. I think we have another wise ass.
What's going on?
This way, please, sir.
There's no need for this.
Keep quiet, sir. Keep walking.
I've never been treated like this. Do you know who I am?
Oh, and next time I come to Washington on a sightseeing trip, don't empty the fucking reflecting pool for cleaning, you tossers. That actually happened, by the way.
Hello, everybody.